الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حيا حيا للصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected and honorable ulama, Hufaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, when one studies the traits which the prophets and the messengers possessed, he finds that they were characteristics which enabled them to lead, which enable them to inspire and to guide others. They were given qualities and characteristics which enable them to plant the seeds of Islam in the hearts of nations, making Muslims the exporters of good as opposed to consumers, and enabling them and their followers to lead rather than to be led. There were traits and qualities that Allah endowed to the personality of every prophet and messenger, for he knew, Allah knew, that they were necessary for a Nabi who was set out to reform individuals and nations and bring about tremendous change. It is one of those essential qualities and one of those essential traits which we will outline today. One which our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved passionately and would keep at the forefront of his vision in every one of his matters. It comes without surprise that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest man to walk the face of earth, was an embodiment of this excellent quality and trait. And what is that quality and trait that I will outline today? He was known to approach each and every matter with optimism. Whether he was at home or a journey, during times of ease or hardships, amidst moments of safety, whilst in a state of being angry or pleasure, to espouse an exceptional degree of optimism. The Nabi of Allah would also remind his companions of this characteristic and would engage them to always maintain genuine hope in Allah's mercy and adopt a positive outlook in life. The noble trait of optimism, when held by Muslims, amounts to a sort of contentment with the decree of Allah and expecting good from Allah. Now in the ayah that I had recited, Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily in the stories are lessons for men of understanding. When we seek out examples of great feat of optimism, enshrined in our tradition, then we will not go far before halting at the story of Musa alayhi salam. The Nabi Musa alayhi salam finds himself standing at the edge of the sea with the Muslims, escaping the Pharaoh and his army. Behind him, a formidable charged up army, and ahead of him, a seemingly never-ending ocean. During this pivotal moment, the children of Israel hope, saying, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْآنِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Now we know the story ends. Verily they are going to reach us now. We are finished. Put yourself in the shoes of believers at that very moment and ask, what can they be optimistic about this situation? You have an army that is charged up behind you. You have a never-ending ocean in front of you. What is there to be optimistic about? But we find Nabi Musa alayhi salam, who had been endowed with optimism, he responded to their desperate cries, saying, Qala kalla, Qala kalla, Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen. Subhanallah. Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen. No, Allah is with us. He will certainly guide us. Although at that moment he could not perceive a logical solution, he knew and he believed in Allah the highest, and he suspected nothing good of Allah. The fruit of this optimism, the fruit of this positivity and outlook of his life, was that Allah inspired him to strike his stick. And he does just that. And Allah says, فَنْ فَلَكَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْكٍ كَالْدَّوْتِ الْعَظِيمِ. And it parted, and each separate part became like a huge, firm mass of a mountain. At this point, you might be wondering, and rightly so, about a story which epitomizes human trials and perseverance. This is none other than the story of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam. A story of great sadness and sorrow, but equally matched with tremendous patience and optimism. A story from which we take innumerable lessons. So let us turn to the divine words of Allah as he narrates this great trial of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, having lost his most beloved son Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother. At that moment the sad news reaches him, and he responds by saying, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ أَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. What he says, patience is most fitting for me. Maybe Allah will bring back. Maybe Allah will bring them all back to me. Maybe Allah will bring them all back to me. Subhanallah. Further adding, he tells his sons that go you and inquire about Yusuf and his brother, and never lose hope of the mercy of Allah. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. My respected elders and friends, from the greatest teachings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also learn that from the wombs of adversity, prosperity is born. From the wombs of adversity, prosperity is born. Victory comes with patience. Difficulty is followed with ease. And not just stopping there, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also warned his companions of being anything other than optimistic. Al-Halimi has reported that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to love optimism. Been evil, to believe in bad is to suspect bad of Allah without reason. Optimism is to suspect good of Allah, and the believer has been ordered to be suspecting good of Allah in every situation. We learn in the most traumatic experiences and the harrowing moments, this was the attitude of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In his life, there are examples of optimism that history has never seen the like of before, or will never see the like of it again. Let's just take two examples from history. In the battle of Ahzab, in the battle of the Confederates, the Muslims had found themselves in an unprecedented siege. On the one side were the huge army of pagans, in fact 10,000 strong. An army which was probably bigger than the population. An army that was probably bigger than the population of Medina. On the other side you have the tribe, the Banu Qurayza, who broke the treaty with the Muslims and decided to let the pagans into Medina from the quarter of the city, an action that could have marked the end of the presence of Islam in Medina. An action that could have ended the presence of Islam in Medina. Allah describing and depicting the intensity of this moment. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْكِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِيرِ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. Allah in depicting the intensity of the moment, Allah says, when they came upon you from above you, and when they came upon you from below you, and when your eyes grew wild, and your hearts reached to your throats, and you were harboring doubts about Allah, at that moment you were shaken and you were tried by Allah. Given the seemingly situation, the calamitous situation that the Muslims found themselves in, Allah describes how the believers responded and how the hypocrites responded. Allah describes in the Quran how the believers responded and how the hypocrites responded. How did the believers respond? وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. The believers responded by saying that this is what Allah had promised. And this is what Allah's messenger had promised. And Allah and his messenger spoke the truth. And it only increased in their faith and in their acceptance. Now ask yourself, when faced with tests and trials out of the ummah, which two descriptions fit me? The description that I have given you of the believers, or see how the hypocrites, إِذْ يَكُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهِ. That the hypocrites, how did they respond? And when the hypocrites in whose hearts is a disease of doubt, they said, Allah and His Messenger has promised us nothing but delusion. We all face trials and tests in our lives. We all go through difficulties. But how do we respond to those difficulties? There is absolutely nothing short about what is not right nationally and internationally. From the rising cost of fuel, to the rising cost of food, to corruption, and the list just goes on. Now, my respected elders and friends, me and you have iman. We believe in Allah and we believe in Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And think that when there is a trial and tribulation in my life, who should take inspiration from me? is none other than my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the world caves in on you and the end fails to meet and the test hail after each other, just before despairing and just before becoming despondent, revisit the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father passed away before he could meet him. His mother passed away in front of him when he was 6. His grandfather would pass away 2 years later. He would witness the death of all his children except one. He would witness the death of his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha. He would kiss his grandchildren, knowing that they would be slain and killed. He would see the corpses of his companions having carpeted the battlefields. He was hit with an iron rod across his radiant face. His ankles had hemorrhaged after stones were hurled at him. He was the suspect of black magic. He and his companions were starved in the valley for 3 full years. He was accused with regard to his mind. He was accused with regard to his honor, his wife, his intellect. The intestines of animals were placed on his neck as he prostrated. Before he passed away, he prayed, he sat down, due to the years of bashing that his exhausted body had received. And yet, despite all of this, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uni al-fal." I love optimism. What a leader you are, O my Messenger of Allah. What a personality you are, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant me and you also that level of optimism, where we always think good of Allah, and we know that whatever Allah has decreed for me will always be good. I might not see it here, but I will definitely see it in the year after. Da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفسي بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقطاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اغفر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم فرج عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let's ensure our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder, standing with our heels in line, filling all the gaps. Brothers are requested to fill the precincts of the masjid. Make space for those brothers at the back, inshallah. Whilst we're doing so, a reminder of the weekly collection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us an opportunity to contribute to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, every rand that we spend in the path of Allah is a means of investment for us in the akhirah, inshallah. Let us donate generously to the madrasa, to the masjid, inshallah. Allah will give us many fold in returns, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما فلا تقهر وأما السائل فنرى ما بنعمة ربك فحدث.
الله
سمع لمن حمده. الله 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه مولانا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين ربنا تقبل منا إنك عليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.